Speaking of art, we've got a cool event coming up in your community over the next few days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 25th through the 27th. The Orange County Arts Commission is holding the third annual Paint It Orange 2019, the Plein Air Paint Out and Wet Paint Sale. This is happening for the rest of the week. And joining us to talk about it are Katie Murray of the Orange County Arts Commission and artist Tori Mashuk. Katie, Tori, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. So tell us about the Painted Orange event. What's it going to entail?
Well, so I'll start. So it is a collaborative event between the Orange County Arts Commission and the Hillsborough Arts Council, which Tori is the executive director of. We started it 3 years ago. It was a fundraiser, but also because when I moved to this area, I was really surprised that there wasn't a plein air paint out already in Orange County or in Chapel Hill. And I just thought it was kind of a void that was missing. There's a big contingency of plein air artists in North Carolina. And for folks that don't know what plein air is, that basically is just a fancy French word for painting outside.
That was going to be my next question.
So there's a big group of folks in our state that travel from place to place and do this. And I just thought our area is so beautiful and there's so many interesting things to paint that we needed to start one. And it's been a really big success.
So this is several days of artists just coming together and painting outside, right?
That's right.
Where are they going to be?
All over Orange County. We've got a map on our website with a variety of sites that they can choose from, but they can paint anywhere they want as long as they stay in Orange County.
Awesome. So what does this mean for people who want to come out and be a part of it?
So there's kind of two sets of people that are involved in this. There are the artists, and this year we've got, I think we're up to 52 mm-hmm. or 51
wow.
artists coming as far away as Savannah, Georgia,
right.
All across North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. And they come and they stay here. A lot of them stay in host homes throughout the community mm-hmm. and paint. And then Friday, they submit their best two pieces to be juried. And then that brings in the other component of the event, which is art collectors. This is it's the only chance during the entire year where you can go to one place and there's over 100 works of original fine art.
Awesome.
And it's fine art that's also featuring all the places that we love living here. You know, there's sites on campus, and then there's these, you know, rural landscapes, and sometimes folks are in, you know, like downtown Carrboro. So it's just this body of work of recognizable and loved places.
Do the artists know now where they're going to be in the next few days?
I think some of them are mapping out where they're planning to be, and others mm-hmm. may decide on the spot. We've had a lot who, in the past, who have just kind of settled down in downtown Hillsborough, not far from check-in, and started painting or in the local neighborhood. So it varies a lot, I'm sure.
Awesome. So how do you find the artists? How do the artists find you?
Well, there's, you know, these kind of groups of artists in each of the major cities in the state. So we kind of go through them. There's a big Plein Air North Carolina website mm-hmm. that I think a lot of folks find us through. And then the different Facebook groups and, you know, just our regular networks mm-hmm. between the Hillsborough Arts Council's network and then the county's Arts Commission's network.
There's a lot of artists in the area.
And thanks to folks such as yourselves helping us get the word out. So
awesome. Speaking with Katie Murray and Tori Mashuk talking about the Painted Orange 2019 event, third annual event, the Plein Air Paint Out, and then the Wet Paint Sale, which is going to be on Friday, right?
That's right.
Where is that going to be?
It's going to be at C3 Hillsborough, which is a co-working space in downtown Hillsborough. And it's part of the Last Friday Art Walk mm-hmm. as well, which is from 6 to 9 downtown.
Awesome. Will the art just be on sale for those 3 hours, or will it be available after that?
Through the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But we encourage people to come Friday because most of the paintings that do sell that first night, especially mm-hmm. like the winners. The first year, we tried to do it at the Hillsborough Arts Council, and we had over 400 people in that really small space, and it was just really tight. Yeah. So luckily last year C3 Hillsborough had opened, and they've got this gorgeous, huge exposed brick wall, and we're wanting to put something on it, and so it was just kind of a perfect match.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the artists are presenting their two favorite works for jury selection. How many typically do they do over the course of the 2-3 days?
It varies. Yeah. It does, because some artists are faster and some are slower. Some, you know, when they come to us, they have to get their canvases stamped at the beginning of the event so that we know it was created during the event. Some of them will have a stamp 20 canvases, and then some of them just like bring their two. I mean, it really varies based on their style.
Cool. So for people who want to check it out, obviously C3 on Friday and then continuing into November, if they want to see the artists in action, can they do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I imagine if you just drive around Orange County a little bit and the downtown areas, you'll find some out there painting.
Yeah. I'll say every year. We're only into the third, but.
Does it keep growing every year, or is it so far?
Yeah. And I always have people coming up saying, there's all these people everywhere painting. Do you have something to do with that? So, yeah, I think, you know, people will definitely see them, especially around the more typical.
Yeah.
Expected sites like campus and
some of the big parks
in Hillsborough, historic downtown Hillsborough is always a big favorite.
What do you do when people ask you if you have something to do with that? No, that's just a typical Wednesday.
I say, heck yeah, we do.
So for people who want to know more, what's the best place that they can go to find out information?
You can go to the Hillsborough Arts Council's website, hillsboroughartscouncil.org. And it has all of the details of the paint out, both for the artists and for the sale coming up, as well as the map if you want to, you know, for artists who are looking for sites, information about our juror, Linda Doherty from the North Carolina Museum of Art, and so much more.
Cool. If there's an artist who's listening who wants to get involved, is it too late?
No.
No?
Nope. Come on.
They can sign up first thing tomorrow morning, even if they want to.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll take them. Yeah.
We'll take them. Yeah. And I think also... to search out the hashtag PaintItOrange NC. Mm-hmm. We'll be sharing work as it's being produced, and it kind of gives people a little sneak peek of what we'll be able to offer on Friday night.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, HillsboroughArtsCouncil.org for more information on PaintItOrange, the plein air paint out and wet paint sale. Anything else that we haven't been able to get to that people ought to know?
I think that's about it.
I think that covers
it.
Awesome. Yeah. Have fun. HillsboroughArtsCouncil.org is the website. Go there, get more information, and again, come out to Last Friday Art Walk in Hillsborough, C3 Hillsborough, right, is the location, from 6 to 9 p.m. Check it out and take a look at all of these awesome artworks that are going to be created over the next couple of days. Katie, Tori, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.